What's the deal, y'all? Welcome back to University. And I'm about to give y'all a good double whammy for today. So, growing up in school, and most people look at how I'm built. Well, not how I'm built, how my build is. And they assume that I ran track and I played basketball. Great assumption, because that is true. But that is not the only sport that I ever played. I played most of the physical sports. I swam, played basketball, football, baseball, played soccer. Excuse me. But I also, and I did mixed martial arts. So can't never discredit my fighting. Like, I don't think that's like a love, like basketball. Like, so I'm not really ever thinking of those as sports. Them is like passions. But I also have a third passion too. I learned from a young age, and I appreciate my pops for this. I learned from a young age how to appreciate my brain. He got me into chess. He learned about chess when he was growing up, but he also played in prison. Most people play chess in jail or in like a downtown setting in some urban area, because there's always older guys down there that play chess. And what's really crazy is, and the reason why, as I've gotten older, but I'm going to give y'all like a dog-ass breakdown of me and chess, because it's not like I just played that shit like for fun, but chess is a very complex and dynamic game. And at a certain point, it goes from being a game to all-out fucking war. And once I truly learned that aspect, I loved it. But to really break it off, to start it off, it's like this. So I started playing chess when I was like 3. Pop showing me how to make the moves, shit like that. Got very decent at 5. Me and him actually are, we having amazing games. Like, he still beat me. I'm 5. I'm still getting to know the game. But by the time I'm like in the 4th grade, I'm busting my dad ass at chess. And not even saying it like that. Like, we still had good ass games, but I was on a whole different level. So when I went to 5th grade, I went to a whole nother elementary school, went to Luddington. Luddington had a chess team. And Mr. Parker, Mr. Manrique, fuck with y'all so heavy. Love y'all so much. Y'all taught me some dynamic and amazing shit, and you would have never even fucking thought. You would have never even thought that these two dynamic men knew this shit. Like, fuck with them heavy, because they was like extra male figures in my life, and they weren't just my coaches, and I love coaches that's like that. So when I got to 5th grade, that was basically like my freshman year of middle school, and I ended up joining the chess team. Some odd reason, I just wanted to play chess and thought I was good at it. Like, this is when I was thinking that I was just good, because I could beat my dad. That's the only person I'm playing. No. I get on the chess team, like, yeah, like, when I did the little trials and shit, and it's actual trials for this shit, y'all. Like, when I say it's actual trials, it's fucking actual trials for chess. You wouldn't believe it. I had to play a few people. I beat a few people because I knew how all the pieces move, but I didn't know the true nature and game and drive of chess. And with that being said, it was like, after I played a few people, I ran into the 7th and 8th graders that were actually good. They are tournament level good, state level good, national level good. And I met some amazing people playing chess. Like, still cool with them to this day. Like, I could chop it up with them and ain't shit gonna change. But learning that first month of chess in the 5th grade taught me more than I've ever seen. I learned openings. I learned moves. I learned strategies. I learned how the pieces should be moving, where they should go. But I also learned a different set of teamhood. And what I mean by that is, it's like this. So it's 5 chairs in chess. You could have 2 teams, and it's going to be board 1 through 10. The second team sometimes could do better than the first. The first team is the best. It's like a starting five in basketball. Your starting five in basketball is supposed to be your GOATs. I didn't know what the fuck that shit was. So I'm on the elementary team, which is fifth and sixth grade. And you can be, and I ended up, before the year was over, ended up being on the middle school, high school team, which is 6 through 12. And playing at that level of chess, and you have to be critical with it, because certain days you have 3 rounds, certain days you have 4. Your whole team as a collective, it's 5 of y'all. Y'all have to get 2.5 to draw. 3 of y'all have to win the entire round. You can win. And you can individually get your ranking up. You get a rating, a national rating. You can get your ranking up. You could be unrated and still be great because you don't want to be rated. They could just put you with anybody. Sometimes that could be a good thing. Sometimes that could be a bad thing. Because an unrated player can be a fucking national champion somewhere. He just don't want to put his name out there. He just want to come and play for fun. And I played against grandmasters. I've only gotten in the draw against 1 out of the 17 that I played. And I have her autograph still. Russian lady. Russians, Asians, Indians are immaculate at chess. But I got a story about that shit too. But going back into the depth with the chess tournaments, you have to be good to be sitting at that first board because you're going against their best player. And I'm not going to lie. In most teams, like at Cornerstone, at Bates, at East English, Westside Academy, they had some dogs. They had normal people, but their first two boards was them niggas. Like, and when I say they was them, they was going crazy. Ratings like, we in fifth grade, ratings like 700-800. 7th, 8th grade, they ratings like 1,000, chilling, because they keep winning. They just keep winning. They keep going to tournaments outside the chess club. That's how you actually get better. Training with Cornerstone, like our coaches knew the Cornerstone coach. That's why we were so good. But our coaches actually played chess. I got trophies and medals for this shit. Like, it, I used to live, breathe chess and basketball. I played them simultaneously. And then, man, I got to tell y'all about this elevation. So 6th grade, I was like a dog in chess. Like, it was bad. I'm first or second board. It don't really matter. Just depend on who feeling like who that day. Because sometimes it's not even about taking the backseat. It's about getting this win. If I know I can beat their second board, you know you can beat their first board, me and you going to train together so I can beat you, so I can beat that dude. But for right now, let me attack him. And in them tournaments going against those schools, you would think this shit was like we was at hoop tournaments, we at AAU tournaments, because that's what the shit felt like. Because I done been to AAU tournaments, like you living with your team. With chess tournaments, bro, we was going to Lansing and we stayed in Detroit. We would stay out there for a weekend, expenses paid by our school. Because why? We're doing so good. We bringing money to the school, we bringing views to the school. We out there going crazy. Like, I remember my first year, 5th grade, we came in 5th place. 2nd year, we came in 3rd. When I was 7th grade, we came in 2nd. We kept on fighting with Cornerstone with 1st. Like, in states, we came in 1st. But in nationals, when we played against everybody, oh, my God. 6th grade, we went to states at Lansing. And this is when I realized that this is not just only chess. This is like people's livelihoods for real. So, this is crazy. We had states, and me, my homeboy D'Angelo, and Tommy, we chilling. Everybody done won their first 2 rounds. We got 5 rounds out of the day that we got to play. And these games, these not no 5-10-minute games. This is why I say chess is a mental thing, because games can last up to 6 to 8 hours. One game can last up to 6 to 8 hours with a clock. You have 3 to 4 hours, they have 3 to 4 hours. And y'all are going to battle. Y'all are going to go to war. And I learned this one thing. You encounter everybody. Racist, stupid people, hood people, people that don't, that know they're not supposed to be there, and anything else you could think of in this sport, like you do with any sport. My first encounter was an Indian kid. This Indian kid, I don't remember his name, but I do hate how Indian, how the Indian culture and the Asian culture, when it comes to chess, how they shake your hand. They don't, before you start a game, it is very disrespectful to not shake your opponent's hand. Because yes, we're going to battle, we're going to war, but we're going to sit here and be respectful. You reach out, shake their hand, you say, good game, good luck, whatever, you go. And the reason I say it, because this, as a formal greeting, as a normal human being, when you don't meet somebody, you don't hug them, you reach out and you grab their hand and you shake it. They will grab the tip of your hand and then throw your hand down. Not shake it, but grab the tip of your hand and throw your hand down. To me, that is a form of disrespect. That's why I hate it. And I've not encountered one, when I play chess, no person at all of their nationality that does not throw my fucking hand down. And it pisses me off. And it makes me want to beat you. And that day when that happened to me, like, I looked at him, I stuck my hand back out again. He did it again. I'm like, okay, bet. I'm about to bust your ass. Like we in a hoop game. Nah. I'm sitting there. We could wear headphones at this time. Get through this game within an hour. I won. He ended up crying. I feel like I'm the man. I done bust his ass. Yeah, he crying. You know what I'm saying? Woo, woo. No. This feeling was bittersweet. Real fast. And I'm so glad my pops wasn't like this. I went and grabbed me some popcorn. So I had to slide to the elevator, go up there with my coach and show them my notation book where I wrote down all my moves. We about to go over the game. I'm going to show them how I beat them. Get some tips on how I can win the next game. I go to the elevator. The same boy and his dad that I just beat is in the elevator with me. They going to the 7th floor. I'm going to the 5th floor. The only reason I never forgot this, we were on the ground level under the first floor. This is the only reason I did not forget this. We got in that elevator. I don't know what they said in their language, but when that door closed, he got his ass beat. And I could hear the little boy say, I'm not going to lose no more. He got two more ass whoops that day because he lost two more times. His dad beat the hell out of him for a 5-whole-floor ride. Stop when the door opened. I am in the corner in that bitch. Like, I hope to God he don't hit me because he is fucking him up in this corner, this elevator. Bro, I am in 6th grade. I don't know what grade he in, but we got to be in middle school or you got to be in elementary. You getting fucked up like that. He is getting lashes. He not getting popped. This boy getting lashes. I walked off that elevator fucked up because ain't no way that just happened to you for losing, bro. And I just beat you. Your dad looked at me before you just got your ass whooped again. You just took two L's. And the first one really wasn't even that bad, bro. In my mind, because I'm my stupid ass. This is my second year doing this shit. So I know, like, if we lose or, you know what I'm saying, they're going to still give us uplifted, but they're going to also show us how to not let this shit happen again. Because most cases, when you lose in chess, it's because you're moving too fast. And when you have all the time in the world, take your fucking time. Take your time. Because this is war. It's war. You can lose the mini battle. Set yourself up to win the war. Moving too fast, you die. You move at a gradual pace, but at your speed, and read their game and learn moves ahead, you win. It's like, and a lot of people did understand that, but let me tell y'all about nationals. Fuck state. I got to get through that traumatic. This is where the fun was, like, the real fun began. Because everybody know if you go to like AAU tournaments, you go to like certain cities, you go to certain spots, like you, it might be a little bit of fun. No. Chess tournaments, out of all the tournaments I've ever been to in my life, the national tournaments has probably been the funniest shit I have ever done in my life. Because like sports-wise, besides basketball traveling. The reason I will say that is number two, when we travel, we travel. They set up chess trips in the chess tournaments at some of the best areas ever. Disney World, fucking Mall of America. Where the fuck we was in Tennessee? One time we went to the Gatlinburg Mountains, and the other time we went to like the rock and roll, like Kingdom in Knoxville. Nigga, that shit was fun as hell every time we went, and you could go twice, bro. Oh my God. This one I realized, it's not just chess. You do good, you can go have fun like this, bro. It's bitches there. It's good food. We at Disney World. We at Mall of America. You get the best rooms. They buy your food. Your parents can come. Like, what you winning off being smart, bro? You know how hard it is for some niggas to be smart, bro? Like, and mind you, I'm a little black kid. I'm a little black kid. I grew up on West 7 Mile in Detroit. West 7 Mile, Detroit. And it's kids from East 7 Mile, East Side, all the fucked up hoods. We play chess. I knew people from Cody that play chess, Renaissance, King, Cass, all that shit, bro. We had fun. If we didn't have nothing else playing chess, we always have fun and we always live. Because that shit showed us it's not just about the physical sports. You use your brain, you can get to a lot of places playing chess. You get through a lot of things playing chess. Like when I step on that basketball court and I let out my emotion, let out my frustration, like bumping into somebody, taking it out on the rim when I'm dunking, fucking nigga up, crossing them up. It's the same feeling I get when I play chess. But it's better. Because it also helps me navigate through life, thinking about moves 10 times ahead, 50 times ahead, 100 times ahead if need be. Making sure I'm not so anxious. Making sure I calculate my risk. Because with thinking moves ahead, that's what you're doing. You're calculating risk. Making sure, okay, if I move this way, this will happen. If I move this way, this will happen. If I do this, okay, if I sacrifice this, I'm gonna get this. If I can put my pawn at the end, I can elevate. In a certain point in your life, you are your own pawn. You put yourself in a position where you can elevate, where you can promote yourself. People think that queens are the most powerful piece on the board because they can do everything. The king is. Every piece on that board is trying to protect the king. You want to be able to do everything a pawn can do. To do everything a rook can do, to do everything a bishop can do everything a queen can do. But you also want to be the king and then align yourself with the people that's on the same path and the same mindset. They could be the queen and king in their kingdom, control how everything goes. And it's not even a control aspect. It's just you move in the right way. You don't have to control certain things when everything flows and moves accordingly. That's what chess teaches you. And chess also teaches you adaptability. But that's my only two pieces. Peace.